Also joining us in the studio today is Andy Koval. He is founder and executive vice president of Archive Systems, which has offices in Atlanta, but he has come from New Jersey to join us today. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
We're back live to the magnificent City Club of Buckhead. Overlooking the downtown Buckhead Financial District, it's the SME Showcase of Atlanta show. Our next subject matter expert is Andy Koval. Heather, tell us a little bit about Andy.
Gladly. Andy Koval, co-founder and executive vice president at Archive Systems Incorporated, has been involved in the records management industry for over 20 years. He has presented at numerous conferences about the direction the industry needs to take to be successful and more efficient. Andy has also been a member of ARMA. ARMA International publishes Information Management Magazine, the only professional journal specifically for professionals who manage information as part of their job description. The association also develops and publishes standards and guidelines related to records management. It was a key contributor to the International Records Management Standard, ISO 15489, and he is additionally a member of PRISM, the Global Trade Association for Information Management Companies, for over 10 years.
Thank you for that, Heather. Andy has flown in from New Jersey to talk to you, executives of Atlanta. Thank you for coming, Andy. We are honored.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And some of the topics Andy will cover today will be innovations that have transpired in unified document management. Andy will enlighten us with an example of a large company that has gone paper to digital with the help of his company over the years. And Andy has a story about a small company as well that has made the transition. Andy, with your permission, let's get right into this interesting topic. Would you tell us about the innovations in document imaging that have transpired with the history of your company?
Absolutely. Thanks, Rio. I want to agree that the City Club is beautiful. It's very nice here. So Archive Systems, we started in the document management space with a focus of helping companies manage their information assets. Back in 1991 when we began, they were primarily paper-based documents, and everything was basically printed on paper or in some kind of paper form. And so our method of helping our clients was to essentially move those records away from them. They didn't have enough space in their office environment, and we would bring them back those documents when they needed them, only what they asked for when they needed it. And so that's traditionally called record storage today, offset record storage. But early on in our experience, we recognized that there was opportunity for advancement. And so as early as 1996, we were already introducing technology enabling our clients to work digitally with their assets. So we were transforming paper-based documents into digital documents and advancing some digital solutions for our customer base. And so that helped us to redefine what our mission was and how to deliver really the idea of enabling our clients to access their information assets as quickly and cost-effectively as possible, took a big step forward there. So while we began as purely paper-based, we understood and identified that getting away from paper was really critical. And so today, as you mentioned, we talk about unified document management. And what that means to us is there's paper. It exists. It needs to be thought about, managed. It really has to be part of the solution. But companies are aggressively getting away from paper usage, paper creation, and we play a big role in that as well. So there's still a lot of historical information that's out there. It needs to be managed. And so to have an approach that says, I can deal with electronic documents, digital documents, things are born digitally, and still integrate that with my or integrate my historical records is critically important, because the truth is we've got decades and decades of information assets that were created in paper-based form that still play a role in the business function today. So we've seen a real need to be able to unify that approach and have the best of both worlds.
Thank you for that, Andy. And can you share a specific example of old stuff, new stuff that you and I were talking about, perhaps a client story along those lines?
Sure, absolutely. We've got lots of client stories that can fit, but one in particular I'll talk about. We've got a national retailer that's very, very name recognized, and they had a problem with having really a ton of legacy data and paper in a really highly transactional business environment. And so they turned to us and said, can you help us? And they shared with us they had a vision of going paperless, but they were really nowhere close to getting started executing on that vision. And so they recognized that, this is a place that we have been providing that service, and so they turned to us and said, can you help us? So we started by relocating a slew of paper-based documents. We moved them from their store environments, from their regional offices, into our local record centers. And what they gained from that was instantaneously they had digital access to those records. So while we stored them in paper format, they took receipt of them digitally. So they need something, they contacted us, they could go online through our client web portal, point, click, decide what it was that they needed. We have a sophisticated records management database, enables them to do sort of online shopping, as you might say, identify the record that they need, request it, and we're going to fill that request digitally on demand. And so that was sort of a first step, got them from their purely paper-based environment into a much more automated, much more digital environment. So it was a really great phase one.
Well, that's a great story. And now that they're digital, what phase two happened with that company?
Yeah, so phase two was much more aggressive. Where we started with them was in their HR function. As a large retailer, they have a substantial amount of turnover in the workforce, as well as constantly opening new stores, so adding new employees on a regular basis. When it came to turnover, a lot of it was seasonality. So they expect the turnover from their employee base, knowing that they're going to be rehiring many of these employees. So matching the whole process from onboarding through training, through first payroll, through job dialogues, everything that goes into an employee file was a big challenge for them. So as we think about it, there was a great opportunity for them, and that was a great place to focus, as it was one of their largest document-centric business functions. So adding to the complication is they've got lots of employee transitions. So they've got employees that go from department to department, from store to store, from one region to another region, from one state to another state, and each one of those changes comes with its own compliance challenges. So as Kathy brought out, there's a big focus on compliance. How do I know that I have the right training certifications, the right acknowledgments, the right documentation that exists with inside an employee file? And so being able to get their arms around that is hugely important. So to date, they were always doing that physically. And so we said, that's a great area to start and to focus. And so we've worked with them to get all of those documents scanned and digital if they were paper-based to begin with, which was the overwhelming majority of them. And so what we're able to do was we're able to take those active employee records, we scan them, and we have an auto-classification process that our software essentially says, I can see what this form is. For example, this might be an I-9, and I can automatically file it within the employee's folder under the document type that we've recognized. And so it's not just taking the personnel file and saying, paper's now digital. It's giving them the much-needed controls and visibility into those critical documents that they have to have. So whether they have an internal or an external audit, or if there's a litigation event, there's all kinds of reasons to force organizations back to viewing their files. And the worst thing is when you go to look for that critical document within a file, only then to find out that it's not there is a major problem for the business. And so by virtue of our audit classification and bringing the intelligence of the contents of the documents, not just the fact that we've changed their format, gives them amazing insights and controls around what they have and, more importantly, what they don't have. So, I mean, let's face it, if you've got an employee in your system for 25 years, let's say, you don't know what's in that employee file. You don't know what critical documents you've added since they've been hired that they may or may not have signed off on. And to find out, the first time you find out something's missing is when you're looking for it, that's the worst that can happen.
Well, Andy, many companies want to go paperless. How can they do that?
Well, what's interesting is if we think about going paperless, what we've done is we've, so far in the story, would have told you is first we took the paper out of their building and said we'll deliver it on demand digitally. Then what we said is there's a specific business function that we can automate through proactively scanning documents and making them digital. But we're not really paperless. What we've done is we've said we'll take paper, we'll make it better. If we stick with the same example, so what was the best and where we are now with this client, as we are with many clients, is the goal is they want to not have reliance on paper anymore for multiple reasons. So the next step was to replace paper creation with electronic forms creation. So previously, new employees would be hired, and they'd complete all the new hire forms on a clipboard. They'd come in for an interview, or they'd be hired, and they'd say, here's the clipboard, here's the paper, fill out all the forms. And so now what we've done is we've replaced the clipboard with a mobile device, an iPad, or they can sit the employees at a kiosk. And now all that data gets electronically recorded from the very beginning. So there's no paper to be scanned. There's no delay in having access to the information. And our systems can feed that data right into the client's HRIS system so that they can have all that information instantaneously.
Well, that's very interesting. And looking at next steps with that, are you still continuing with that client? And if so, how are you going about it?
Yeah. Absolutely. So we're still providing that bridge solution because there's so much historical data that's paper-based. But we provided them with the means and the mechanisms to cross that bridge to completely paperless digital future as it relates to their HR department. So now we're working with other divisions and other departments and other business units within that organization to replicate the same success that we've had within the HR group.
Well, that's very... That's very interesting. And how long has that conversion from paper to digital transition period, if you will, been for that particular company, Andy?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's been a while from the time that they first asked us for our services. That was a bunch of years ago. In fact, the first boxes of paper that we moved for them was probably about 10 years ago. We started proactive scanning for them about 4 years ago, and only in the last year or so have we gotten them to fully paperless through the use of e-forms. And even that, it's been a region-by-region rollout. So not everything's been adopted yet, so there's lots to do. So for this particular client, it's a work in process, but we've made great progress, and yet there's still some ways to go.
Well, you've given that company quite the foundation. Is this kind of success story typical for companies looking to convert to digital from paper?
Yeah, it's becoming more and more typical for us. The electronic form component is newer. It's a newer piece for us. But since our approach is a fully cloud-based solution, our clients don't have to worry about software installation, upgrades. Everything's done through our private cloud environment, and it's highly secure. So as we're releasing software enhancements, our clients are reaping the benefits of those enhancements, and we do it on a monthly basis. So 18 months ago, for example, we didn't have this full concept of e-forms that we have today. We had it, but it was an early stage of awareness, and we didn't have all the feature functioning in our product. Our first generation release was good. Our second generation release was better. The current release is very, very good, but we still have plans to improve it further. So the whole integration with mobile devices is a relatively new release for us. And what really works is we get client feedback. They tell us, this is good, but if it could do it slightly differently, or if you could add this feature, it would be much more valuable for us. So we, rather than us running off and deciding what are the next cool features out there, we take the feedback from our clients and we incorporate that into our product.
Well, that's really great to know, and you've impacted companies on such a large scale. Can you give us an example of what smaller to medium-sized companies can expect?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have some smaller companies as well that utilize our technology. I'll speak freely of one of them. It would be us, Archive Systems. We're a great example. So we use our own technology, and we're a relatively small company, about 200 employees. We made the decision to use our own technology for several reasons. One, we think it's really great, and it helps us a lot. Two, being a client, we get to participate in the feature development. So I can tell you that as an end user, I can tell you how it works. Also, from talking with our HR team, we understand that what used to take weeks for them to accomplish now takes minutes. A perfect example would be we had this year-end 2014, we had an e-form campaign. So these electronic forms were sent out, notifications sent out to all employees for acknowledgments for our 401k investment change. Every employee had to acknowledge that they were aware of that change. And since I'm an employee who gets the eForm campaign notices, I received the email telling me about the change that I had to authenticate and sign, and I had to authenticate and sign the acknowledgement that I read and I understand what's happening. The HR team can see that campaign. They can verify that the message has gone out to the 200-plus employees, and they can see who's completed the form and can track down where everything is without having to leave their desk. So it used to take going from department to department, talking to the managers and the supervisors, and we have locations across the country. So with 11 different locations in North America, having to track those types of acknowledgments down was very challenging. And now we've eliminated that process altogether, and it's all automated. So that's just one example. We do it for state and federal notices, for mandatory benefit notices, and really any kind of notice that goes out to the company. It all gets presented, and it's all built into our product. But there's much more to managing the life of an employee file than just the paperwork and other transactions. For example, Gartner, the leading analyst in the technology space, said that within the HR departments for companies large and small, 60% of their time is spent on administrative manual tasks. If you can free up half of that time, it's valuable to enabling an HR department to handle its true mission, employee engagement, development, and retention. You have people focused on overall employee happiness and productivity instead of chasing down paperwork all over the organization.
Yes, and Andy, let's switch gears for a moment here. We've heard Kathy on today's show talk about security. And if you listen or read to the news, we're living in what some call the age of the security breach. Andy, for the businesses that will stick with paper and perhaps don't trust the management of their documents in someone else's hands, for example, is there a particular message that you would like to say to them?
Sure. So we pay close attention to this and have for the last 25 years. And we keep finding the same results. So the statistics show us that the overwhelming percentage of information theft is from current or former employees through inside jobs. We know that it's the employee base who understands the value of information. They're going to know it better than anybody else. And so really the risk is having anything valuable around people who understand its worth, and obviously you're entrusting your employees to be valued, and the preponderance of them are. So I'm not trying to paint employee theft as a recurring event, but the truth is it's the people who have the most access, have the most understanding of the value, are the ones that are most likely to either themselves or be compromised by others to get in and find where the corporate secrets are, the financial documents, Social Security numbers, as Kathy pointed out. And so if you're speaking about physical records, you think about it. The reality is that the keys to the shed, so to speak, the ones who are in charge of preserving you're talking about, if the company doesn't look to outsource that function, then those in the organization who have the most access to the records are the ones who have lesser responsibilities to the overall performance of the company. And so if you think about it, it's the lower end of the corporate ladder are the people who are turned to run to the storage shed or to the warehouse to go fetch the documents that are in need. Those people are entrusted with that control of access. And so it goes without saying that, you know, there's concern and there's risk there. So, I mean, think it's not the CFO that's running to the storage shed, right? It's someone who has other functions. And so we're going to tell our clients, focus on what your risks are. Understand that for us, I'll speak to our approach, is we go through extensive background checks. We, from a physical perspective, all of our employees go through extensive background screenings. We sign confidentiality agreements with our clients. All of our employees have to. From a systems perspective, we get audited from very, very extensive audits from external auditors. So it's not just taking our word for the fact that we've got good process. We have to prove it to our client base that we're a reliable partner and that their information assets are going to be more secure with us than when they maintain them themselves.
And that makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Andy Koval from Archive Systems. Very informative. Thank you for coming down from New Jersey today for us. And we look forward to your summary when we get to our famous round robin segment. Our next subject matter expert, Andy Koval, covered unified document management. We had a conversation from paper to digital. And now we turn our attention to Andy. Andy, your summary thoughts, please, for our listeners.
Sure, Rio, thanks. I think that the idea of unified document management is an important one, and I think we heard from Kathy, from Ian, as well as components of it. So there's the concept of how do I work smarter, how do I work better? And so planning out how I want to use my information assets is really critical to a good execution plan. And then throughout the process, there's the need to have a focus on compliance and on retention and on really a whole, as we use the term, unified approach towards lifecycle management. So it's not just how information assets get created, how they get used, how they get disposed of. So all those things are important. From our perspective, the way we view the business world is, and I think Kathy said it perfectly, automation for automation's sake doesn't solve anything. You have to have a business problem that you're looking to solve. So I used the example today for an HR department. The truth is we solve lots of problems for clients ranging across all types of business functions, and they all start and end with a plan. You have to have a problem that you're trying to solve, and then good use of technology to manage your information assets delivers a great outcome. Our focus and our position in the marketplace is to be able to bridge the historical with the future. And so to only focus on the next document, the next piece of information that I'm creating, and divorce that from your existing information collection is a short-sighted view and one that won't deliver the results that you want. Only thinking about my historical collection and not thinking about how to manage that going forward is obviously going to provide limited benefit as well. So for us and our guidance to our clients and to the market in general is to say, understand your business process and look for automation opportunities and think of your information holistically and not as, oh, that's on a piece of paper or that's a PDF, but to think about how do I streamline access to the information that I need when I need it. Control it in a secure environment, be able to extend it to outside parties as they may need access, and everything under a close audit and all wrapped and marked by retention so that you know when to get rid of both physical assets as well as the electronic or digital ones as well.
Thank you for that, Andy. Your perspective, we can tell, has been well prepared and enlightening.